vote for the midterms. I'm Mary Corsetti, Fox News. Former President Barack Obama spoke Saturday at a rally for Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Detroit, where he offered some advice to voters.
There may be a lot of issues at stake in this election, but the basic question you should always be asking yourself, but especially right now, is who will fight for you? Who's on your side?
Whitmer is in a tight race against Republican Tudor Dixon as she seeks to be reelected. Meanwhile, President Biden voted early in his home state of Delaware today.
A year ago, White House officials called inflation temporary, transitory. Even President Biden said it wouldn't last long. But inflation has been over 7.5% all year, levels not seen in this country in 40 years. First Lady Jill Biden is in New Hampshire, another battleground state, while her husband is home in Delaware to vote. She heads to New York to the friendly confines of Westchester County, Manhattan, and parts of Long Island. Her husband will remain in Delaware. President Biden's former press secretary, Jen Psaki, says if these midterm elections are a referendum on the president, Democrats will lose.
Fox's Lucas Thomason. President Biden also talked to reporters about the attack on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, saying that political violence must end.
It's one thing to condemn the violence, but you can't condemn the violence unless you condemn those people who continue to argue the election was not real, that it's being stolen, that all the malarkey that's being put out there to undermine democracy.
The suspected attacker is expected to be arraigned on Tuesday. Paul Pelosi is expected to fully recover. Meanwhile, at least 149 people are dead and 150 others injured during a Halloween celebration in Seoul. Fire officials say it happened when people became trapped and crushed as the crowd surged into a narrow alley. President Biden and the First Lady issued a statement sending their deepest condolences, saying the United States stands with the Republic of Korea during this tragic time. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A big error was committed before the first pitch of the World Series was even thrown Friday night. Fox's Kevin Uretsky explains.
Six-time Grammy Award nominee Eric Burdon of the Black Pumas sang the anthem before the Houston Astros and the Philadelphia Phillies played Game 1. He got off to a strong start.
Oh, say can you see?
But soon ran into trouble.
At the twilight's last gleaming.
Of course, the right word is gleaming, so Burton kind of backtracked. Without correcting the mistake. The rest of the song came off without a hitch. Social media reaction was mixed, with some expressing shock that Burton messed up and others showing sympathy. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Plus, Tom Brady and Gisele Bündchen took a family stabilization course ahead of their divorce, according to court documents obtained by Page Six. The couple completed the course in accordance with Florida law. The class is meant to educate divorcing parents on how it affects the whole family. Brady and Bündchen finalized their divorce on Friday, and according to People magazine, the couple will have joint custody of their children. And Taiwan celebrates 20 years of gay pride with a massive parade.
The rainy weather didn't stop 120,000 people from taking to the streets of Taipei to celebrate the LGBTQ community this weekend, a celebration that started in 2003 with just 700 people gathering in a park wearing masks so they wouldn't be stigmatized. It's now become the largest pride march in the region, in contrast to neighboring China, which is cracking down on that community. Taiwan became the first place in Asia to legalize same-sex marriage in 2019. It's considered one of the most LGBTQ-friendly places in all of Asia.
Fox's Shayna Estelin. I'm Mary Corsetti, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.